Look, and I know you think it's important. I know you think that the government didn't take the threat seriously enough. So let me just ask you point blank the question. Do you believe that life from somewhere else, while you ran this program, came here, visited, observed?
I will tell you unequivocally that through the observation, scientific methodologies that were applied to look at this phenomena, that these aircraft, we'll call them aircraft, are displaying characteristics that are not currently within the U.S. inventory, nor in any foreign inventory that we are aware of.
So I know you're using, you're being clear, but I mean, the answer is yes.
My personal, I can't speak on behalf of the government, obviously. Okay. I'm not in the U.S. government anymore. My personal belief is that there is very compelling evidence that we may not be alone.
The truth is out there. And according to the Pentagon, we may be closer than ever to finding it out, and that has blown my socks clear off. And that's why tonight we're doing a special episode of I Want to Believe. We're not on our normal rotation. I'll explain that here in a second, but it is going to be a very important show and one I felt we had to do. Now, you heard the opening to the show, and it's a little unusual. I'll never usually do this, but that was from CNN. That was former military official Luis Elizondo and Aaron Burnett talking about a explosive article in the New York Times recently talking about a top secret government program to study unidentified flying objects. And the Pentagon has confirmed it, and that's why our socks are on the ceiling right now. And we're here to talk about that tonight on I Want to Believe. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host for tonight's show. And with me, the sort of normal crew. Tanner, not here tonight. Didn't make it, and I'll explain why here in a second. But I do have, of course, Calvin Hebert down at the end of the table.
What's up?
We got Ali Hebert to my left.
Hello.
And making a second guest appearance on I Want to Believe, the ringer, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi, I'm here.
You are. And excited to talk about this, hopefully.
I like aliens.
Well,
you still think I am an alien.
And now I might be closer than ever to proving it.
Cool.
So.
Go for it.
You damn replicant.
Have you ever been stared at by military officials from a far distance?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Well, you wouldn't be aware of it now, would you?
Exactly.
So just real quick, before we get into the meat and potatoes of this, tonight's show, we were originally going to talk about Star Wars, because we all saw the The Last Jedi. We saw that on Sunday, and we were going to talk about it with Jesse and Asa and Dalton. But because of this revelation, I asked to push that back to this Thursday. So this Thursday will be a spoilerific Podzilla After Dark, where we talk about Star Wars The Last Jedi, and we're going to go full force. Asa is going to have no rating to control his fury over the movie. He's not happy about it. He's not a fan. So Asa can go full force, and I believe the rest of us will kind of be more of a calming voice to try to rope him in. But
so anyone who still hasn't gone and seen it, you have 2 days before spoilers from us.
Before we absolutely unleash. Yeah, that's going to be crazy. So, you know, we were going to talk about that. They were also going to do Nerds for Hire tonight, because they haven't done a Nerds for Hire in, I believe,
a month and a half.
Yeah. But again, because of this that came out, I felt this was so important. I didn't want to wait too long on this. I didn't want to sit on it until next week, which is when we're supposed to do this show. So we're going to talk about tonight. And the whole point of this, and I don't know how many of you have actually read the article, and again, this is how important this show is to me. Like, I love I Want to Believe. I have 4 pages worth of notes. Allie, confirm this.
He does have 4 pages.
And
I read
typed?
What you posted yeah. earlier.
I researched this, and I typed out 4 pages worth of notes. That's how much this means to me. So let's get into it. And I'm going to read some from it, because that's what I do. The New York Times ran an article on December 16th, 2017, about a secret government operation tasked with investigating unidentified flying objects. This was kind of a – I didn't even hear about it. I knew they did a story on UFOs, but I didn't know how big this was going to be at the time, which was, what, 2 days ago, 3 days ago? And over the past 3 days, the internet's just gone crazy with this story. This is from the New York Times article. I'm going to quote this directly. In the $600 billion annual Defense Department budgets, the $22 million spent on the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program was almost impossible to find. And that's how the Pentagon wanted it. For years, the program investigated reports of unidentified flying objects. According to Defense Department officials, interviews with program participants, and reports obtained by the New York Times, it was run by a military intelligence official, Luis Elizondo, who you heard at mm-hmm. the beginning of the show talking to Aaron Burnett. on the fifth floor of the Pentagon's C-ring, deep within the building's maze. The Defense Department has never before acknowledged the existence of the program, which it says it shut down in 2012. But its backers say that while the Pentagon ended funding for the effort at that time, the program remains in existence. For the past 5 years, they say officials with the program have continued to investigate episodes brought to them by service members while also carrying out their other Defense Department duties. You can go online and read this at NewYorkTimes.com. It's a great article. I read the whole thing earlier today, and it's really explosive that they would bust this story wide out. And my question is, I don't know why this is – like, why now? Why is this happening now? I'm going to take my Santa hat off. I feel like I can't be taken seriously with the Santa hat on.
It might be more or less because it's not government funded anymore.
That's true, but that the Pentagon would confirm that they did this.
Yeah, that is a little surprising.
Yeah, because the Pentagon, you know, they don't usually like to talk about these kind of things.
And they don't like to talk about anything.
Yeah. Right, and they actually released a video, which we'll talk about in a little bit, of the – you haven't seen the video yet, have you, Lindsay?
Mm-hmm. I just saw the pictures of stuff that you posted. I didn't actually, like, click on anything. I just read your stuff.
That's
yeah,
fine.
No, I'm sounding real professional right now.
That's fine. I got a couple other notes from the New York Times about this particular program. Again, the program is called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, which sounds threatening.
Yeah, but it's just
sounds
it's
bad.
It's dealing with, you know, threats from the sky. That's what they're talking about. Is anything in the sky that can be harmful.
Which, you know, I talked to Dalton about this earlier because Dalton, he came in and he didn't seem as thrilled about this as I was. Like, I don't think he saw the importance of it like I feel like this is, because I feel like this is revolutionary. This is huge. And he was just kind of like, you know, so what? I mean, there's no aliens. And even if you don't believe that there are aliens, you know, traveling to Earth, you're right. This isn't necessarily saying that aliens have invaded the planet. What they're saying is there are crafts that we cannot identify. And I told him there's two ways to think about this. One is there are aliens, and that's scary. Two, that another foreign government has this kind of technology.
And that's even more scary.
That's also scary. Mm-hmm. There is no way that people should not be talking about this. And in a world where we talk, like, there are people that go out there and shoot up pizzerias because they read on some conservative, crazy right-wing website that they had a sex ring in the basement. And there are people that investigate this, but you tell people that the United States government has funded a UFO investigation program that could or could, you know, cannot identify spacecrafts from other countries or outer space, and nobody even blinks an eye. They just go, "Ah, that's not important." Like, so are you serious?
You just compared the UFO situation to hashtag Pizzagate.
Yes, Pizzagate. You remember Pizzagate, don't you?
Yes, I do.
People took that more seriously than they're taking this, and that boggles my mind.
It's also kind of sad. Like, that just speaks to some of the more read what you believe about America. Like, people just go online and they read it from a site that they visit normally, and so they just believe it.
Yeah.
Whether it's on Facebook or whatever,
but
they don't investigate.
It's on CNN, it's fake news.
Well, of course.
But it's not just CNN reporting this, and that's the cool thing about this. This is not something that's just like one isolated show. This isn't like it was on the back end of some random news show that they mentioned as a, oh, and funnier news, this is what happened. This is being reported all over the place. I mean, this is in papers. This is on TV. This is a major news story. And if you are listening to this going, why are you guys talking about this? This, I mean, who believes in aliens? Whether or not you believe in aliens, I think is unimportant right now. It's what's happening with the government and how they are researching this, and who knows what they're actually researching.
And the fact that they admitted that they're
the fact that they admitted it. Yeah.
Well, also, more interestingly, the fact that they admitted that they researched it, then they either took that money and gave it to another project.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
They stopped this project for some reason, and somehow a private entity got a hold of it.
I have that info for you, sir.
Okay.
I came prepared. The Shadow Program began in 2007 and was funded at the request. Sorry, I'm
He's
so
excited.
Anxious. I'm so anxious to talk about this. I'm stepping over my own words, and that never happens usually. But was funded at the request of Harry Reid, who was a Nevada Democrat who was the Senate Majority Leader at the time in 2007. Most of the funds went to an aerospace research company led by billionaire and longtime friend of Reid, Robert Bigelow, who was currently working with NASA on a bunch of projects for them about space exploration and the whatnots. In 60 Minutes in May, Bigelow told CBS that he was absolutely convinced that aliens exist and UFOs have visited Earth. So the money from this went to this guy, Robert Bigelow. And, you know, the first thing I thought about when I read that was, okay, so they're giving money to a friend. And that sounds kind of shady.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so Harry Reid, who I've heard of Harry Reid before. I knew who he was. I didn't know about this. He gets this and he dedicates the money to his friend who is already a billionaire, who apparently has a legit interest in UFO phenomenon and, space exploration and stuff like that. Like, it's not, like, he's not some quack. This isn't, okay, here's where I get political. This isn't like Trump giving contracts out to, you know, family members or, friends of family to work on things like the Puerto Rico situation and stuff like that.
This is something the guy was actively interested in.
This is something he was qualified to do, which is very important, I believe. Now, Luis Elizondo was a military official who ran that operation from 2007 to 2012 before he retired. And I don't have this in the notes because I just didn't put it, but he apparently sent in his resignation letter to James Mattis, who, you know, was one of Trump's picks for, you know, the cabinet, that this is something that needs to be studied. Why are we not devoting more time and energy to this? Here is all this evidence of these things that we need to do. And was basically told, no, you know, this is not a security concern now. So we're not going to fund it. There are the official statement.
We'll worry about it later when something bad happens.
Yeah, there are more important things that we need to pump our money into.
That's
right now.
Future America's problem.
In a public interview, Luis Elizondo said he and government colleagues concluded that the phenomena they studied did not originate from another country. So now you could say, well, maybe the other countries are lying, and absolutely they could be. You know, it wouldn't be the first time that the government has kept secrets from its people. See any other of our shows
or
that we've done.
Another government's people. They're more apt to lie to us than, well, actually, they might be more apt to lie to their own people.
Why would.
Depends on the country.
Yeah.
If our government went to another government and said, we're studying this, is this your plane? Why would they go, yes. Yes, that's our secret high tech plane that we didn't want you to know about. You caught us.
Yeah, this is my cool new plane. You want to check it out? It's kind of awesome.
And it is kind of awesome, the stuff that they've got on there. Elizondo said that fact that they found it wasn't from any other country is not something any government or institution should classify in order to keep secrets from their people. I don't entirely agree with that. Clearly, we keep secrets from our people. Look at the United States history, stuff we've talked about before on their show, Agent Orange, Unit 731, stuff like that. The government's full of a bunch of bastards, which is all the more reason confusing why they now will come out and say, yes, here is this thing that we can't explain, and we're also confirming that we can't explain it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
They generally don't like to admit when
they don't know.
They
things.
Know something, yeah.
Yeah, it's plausible deniability. You know, if you don't know, then you can't get in trouble for it later.
Sure. Until it's found out that you actually did know and you were lying.
Here's my favorite part of this part of the story, and I made sure to put this on here, and Dalton got a kick out of this earlier too. Elizondo, who has retired, he said that someone new is taking over the research whatever with Bigelow. So it's privately funded now, and they still use government networks to do this, but it's not officially funded by the government, and he will not name who the new person in charge is, so we don't know that. But Elizondo is now a part, you're gonna love this, of the research company called To the Stars Academy of Arts and Science, who was founded by, you know who founded it?
I know.
You're cheesing pretty hard, so I feel like it's something we should know.
Former Blink-182 lead singer, Tom DeLonge.
What?
How are we supposed to guess that?
Who left the band, who left Blink-182 to study UFO phenomena. That's why, according to Dalton, it's because he's a dick. And when I looked it up, most reports confirmed that he is a dick. But the official reason he left, and I remember hearing about this years ago, was that he went to go study UFOs. And everybody laughed about it, and everyone said, that's ridiculous. And I will get to that in a second, because I think that's a very important part of this article. Told me something about a band called Plus 44 or 44 Plus. I don't give a shit about
Plus
them.
44.
I like Blink 182.
Mark Hoppus.
What's with all the numbers?
Some 41.
Yeah.
69. That's, I don't know. Hmm. That's the first number that came to mind.
He doesn't even know.
So did he retire because the program was shut down, or did the program shut down because he retired?
I think he retired because the program was shut down.
Okay.
Because he resigned. He resigned.
Okay, so he actually...
Yeah, he resigned from his position because they weren't taking it serious enough. But they're still doing it. They're still researching these things.
It's just not part of the government anymore.
Right.
Well, it's not official government. Yeah.
And Tom DeLonge, is it DeLonge or DeLong?
I don't know.
Let's just say DeLonge, whatever. It's the dude from Blink-182 and Angels and Airwaves. I really it, like his
but
songs.
Not Mark Hoppus, which is what
no, this is the
know.
Superior singer for Blink 182. Are we gonna have a disagreement on this? This is the hill you die on?
I like Mark Hoppus.
Yeah, this is a left turn in this. I did not expect to.
I've never heard of Mark Hoppus. Have you heard of Mark Hoppus? Then, to be fair, I never heard of Tom DeLonge really either.
I knew Mark Hoppus. I didn't know Tom.
DeLonge, he's been all over this on Twitter.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's active? Okay.
Yeah, whether or not you get on Twitter and read what he says, because I don't. But he did say that disclosures like Saturday's report are, quote, only the tip of the spear, and further confirmation of extraterrestrial life will continue to trickle out. He also claims the U.S. government has not only known about the existence of aliens for decades, but that they've also been actively experimenting with alien technologies. We've talked about that before on the show. Yep. Have you noticed how much, like, technological advancement we've made since the early 1900s?
Yeah.
We went from torches and lights and buggies to... You know, Ethan's over there playing Xbox One right now, and Lindsay's on her smartphone, and how much of this could have come from reverse engineering, from alien technology, from the Roswell crash, from the Cape Girardeau crash? We don't know. And I don't think Tom DeLonge is going to be the end-all, be-all of voices on this.
No, he's probably just the first step.
But it's smoke.
Yeah.
And where there's smoke, there's fire. Harry Reid had so much faith in the program that he fought for heightened security to protect it and requested that it be designated a, quote, restricted special access program limited to a few listed officials. He's also very proud of his work with the program, saying after he retired that, quote, I'm not embarrassed or ashamed or sorry I got this thing going. I think it's one of the good things I did in my congressional service. I've done something that no one has done before. And about the phenomena they studied, he said, if anyone says they have the answers now, they're fooling themselves. We do not know, but we have to start someplace.
Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, smoking gun, but...
But we've had smoking guns before.
Yeah, it depends on where it goes from here.
Bigelow himself says that internationally we are the most backward, and this is important, we're the most backward country in the world on this issue. Our scientists are scared of being ostracized, and our media is scared of the stigma. China and Russia are much more open and work on this with huge organizations within their countries. Smaller countries like Belgium, France, England, and South American countries like Chile are more open too. They are proactive and willing to discuss this topic rather than being held back by a juvenile taboo.
Well, and in a lot of other countries, it's not even seen as aliens or UFO. Aliens and UFO are lumped in with, it's something we don't understand, we should understand it.
It's something that we should research.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that kills me, man. It kills me that if you were to say, I have an interest in UFOs, or anything of the like, the first, I mean, not everyone, but a lot of time you'll get ridiculed, you'll get people laugh at you, snickered, they don't believe you, it's a fringe science, it's ridiculous. And why? Why do we treat UFO research and extraterrestrial research religion? Because you can talk about religion all you want and nobody calls you out on it generally. There are a bunch of assholes who do. But for the most part, religion is kind of sacred. Don't make fun of it. But you talk about UFOs or aliens and you are the butt of the jokes.
Well, religion has a historical leg to stand on there. It's grandfathered in some ways.
Historically relevant, yes. Scientifically proven, no. There is more evidence for UFOs and alien life than there is for religion. And I'm not here to bash religion. I'm not. I just wanted to point out that you could talk about God and you could talk about faith and no one bats an eye because it's so accepted. Mm-hmm. But you talk about extraterrestrials or UFOs or ghosts or other dimensions and stuff like that. And for the most part, regular people will look at you and laugh and say, you're an idiot for thinking about this.
It also comes from a lot of the scientists, the people that actually follow science, which I don't understand because science isn't about figuring out what you already know. It's about learning about new things and figuring out what's new in the world and all of this stuff. So I don't get why people would be like, no, that's ridiculous whenever there was so many times whenever we didn't know. At one point, we did think the Earth was flat.
We did. We thought the stars were, it was like a blanket. It was a cloth with holes poked in it.
The technical term, I think, is firmament.
Yeah. We had a lot of stupid beliefs because we didn't understand things back then, you know? And they actually talked about that in that article. I don't have that on here, too, but there were a couple of scientists who mentioned that just because you see this doesn't necessarily mean that it's, you know, extraterrestrial life or something like that. But they also said this should be researched. Like, even if you don't believe in extraterrestrial life, this should be researched because there could be a gem in there, is what they said. I also don't know what that noise is. Oh, that was Ethan playing Roadhog.
Something like that.
Very important.
Oh, well, he's his own special alien.
He is. Ethan, you're a little alien.
Well, I meant Roadhog. Oh, but Roadhog. Oh, Ethan, too.
I'm sorry.
So, there's another analogy or another comparison, not necessarily between UFOs and religion, but in science itself, UFOs and, say, quantum physics, which quantum physics and, you know, all these different what at one time were considered fringe sciences that are now normal, they started off on a just off the map foot. Nobody knew what they were. And so they didn't have this preconceived notion of, well, that's just stupid. Why would you think that way? So actual scientists started, you know, picking them apart. They learned what these things were.
Right.
And then brought them into the now fairly common knowledge field of science. UFOs have to fight against that.
Yeah.
The aliens have to, you have to get the scientists on your side first.
Right.
And then progress forward. And we're slowly seeing that.
And stuff like this is big. That's why this is so big to me. Because this isn't, like I explained to everybody before, this isn't like, you know, I'm a big fan of Coast to Coast AM. It's one of my big inspirations. George Norrie is one of my personal, I'd love to meet kind of people. Mm-hmm. But if I heard something on Coast to Coast by itself of, hey, this is what happened, I wouldn't take it as honest to God truth because it is a site and it is a show dedicated to paranormal stuff.
Yeah.
So they have a preconceived bias that they will promote this as real because that's what their listeners expect, you know?
Well, and so do we. We have a preconceived bias that we're going to be looking for the aliens and the paranormal stuff.
Yeah.
But I think you especially do a pretty good job at saying, go and look this stuff up on your own, find your own opinion.
Which is what I did with all this research. Yeah. And the fact that they're playing this on you know, MSNBC had Chris Hayes did a great segment on it and showed the video we're going to talk about in a little bit. CNN, Aaron Burnett did a story with, you know, Elizondo. New York Times ran the piece originally. Yep. New York Daily ran articles about it. Like, this is all over the place. This is not some lunatic out there with his tin hat on saying.
No, yeah, if it makes it into the Times, it's been vested fairly well.
And there's at least a little bit of truth to it, or at least a little bit of, there's enough possibility of truth that we treat this with respect.
Yeah.
Which is the thing that you don't get a lot in this community when you talk to people who are not in this community.
It's very true.
When you try to talk to people about time travel or ghosts or aliens and stuff like that, and people just kind of look at you like you're crazy. And Ali said, there's a lot of things in America that we are backwards on.
Yep.
That we can, it's not even a topic here. Let's, mental health, stuff
yeah,
like that.
That's, you know, that's its own, like, entire podcast.
Now, we talked about that video, and if you haven't seen the video, look it up on YouTube, look it up at New York Times. Go to Podzilla 1985. I posted the link to the New York Times article on our Facebook. You can see the video in there too. The video was released by the Pentagon and is of a U.S. Navy FA-18 Super Hornet chasing a glowing object the size of a commercial plane, which travels at high speeds and rotates as it moves. The pilots in the cockpit video can be heard trying to figure out what they're looking at, with one exclaiming that there was a, quote, fleet of them.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, Lindsay, let me explain the video to you since you haven't seen it, and I'll show it to you after the show. So, basically, it's they're above the clouds. These pilots are following what looks like a glowing object. You can't really see what the shape is. It kind of looks like a saucer. It does.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of flies like a long ways, like a cigar, but shorter.
Okay.
And then as it's flying and they're talking about it, one guy exclaims, I think it's a drone. And that's when the other guy says, dude, there's a fleet of them. Look. Mm-hmm. And as they're going, oh gosh, wow, the thing starts to rotate in air. And they go, look at it. It's rotating. And the Pentagon has said, we have no idea what this is.
Okay, now this is a new video.
New video, but they did not say when it was.
Because I feel like you've shown me something like this before.
That was a video from a foreign government showing a similar object spewing smoke or some kind of cloud behind it. This is brand new. This has never been seen. And this was released by the Pentagon, I think, 2 days ago.
Okay.
And no one knows what the hell this is.
It's also, in the video, they point out that it's flying against the wind.
120 knots.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're moving as they're filming it, right?
Yes,
yeah.
They're moving at a high rate of speed. Whatever this object is basically almost outrunning them.
Yeah, and the objects look stationary in the distance, mm-hmm. but if they're both moving at this insane
it's
speed...
It's going to look that way.
And right. it's yeah. turning, yeah. that means it has to have insane control over just its aerodynamics
yeah.
To not be torn apart at those speeds.
The American government said it's not theirs. And I would like to believe that, because if it was something from the United States government, why would they release a video of it? You know,
yeah.
they're
yeah, that's yeah. true.
They're not usually in the business of showing their secrets. Also, I feel like yeah. the show keeps pausing on here for a few seconds and then starting. So if there's any like seconds missing, I apologize. It's not the United States government that's doing it. It's just Audacity, because Jesse hasn't loaded Reaper to my system yet.
Okay.
Shrug emoji. now this isn't the first time, like this video, it's the first time we've seen this video, but there have been plenty of videos before, a lot of them coming from the military, whether it be United States or foreign governments. As I noted on here, military men and women have seen UFOs for decades, but are afraid to report them out of fear and of being humiliated and disgraced.
Yeah, the stigma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's still a massive stigma against those who believe in extraterrestrial life, despite overwhelming evidence that there could be something there. Few other beliefs draw such ridicule, including religion, of which there is very little scientific proof.
So at some
personal
point...
Personal belief, Shannon Young, nobody else on this table. That's me. I just want to point that out.
At some point, the tables are going to flip, and there's going to be so much evidence for it that the people who don't believe anymore are going to be the ones that you can call stupid. Why? What do you mean you don't believe there's all this proof?
Yeah, it's kind of like the people now that still believe the Earth is flat.
Yeah, it's...
The flat earthers. We all look at them and go, you're nuts.
Yeah.
Do those still exist?
Yes, they
very
do.
Much
yeah.
so.
Really?
There was a revival of flat earthers not too long ago.
Are you kidding me?
Remember the rapper B.O.B.?
Uh-huh.
He is a flat earther.
What?
AJ Styles might be a flat earther.
Well, you tell them to keep walking and let us know when they fall off.
Well, let me ask you this, Lindsay. If it's not a flat earth, then if I stand on a tall thing and look out, why doesn't it curve?
It does.
Shut up. That's not me saying it.
The okay. real question is, if the earth was flat, why haven't cats knocked everything off of it yet?
Seriously.
That's scientific evidence right there.
This is why I don't like inviting her to the show. Everything comes down to cats.
Their cats cute. Are adorable.
Are they aliens?
No.
You know,
they're just bratty.
The Egyptians worshipped the cats.
They did.
And who built the pyramids? Maybe aliens.
Alien
so you're
cats.
Saying aliens
cats.
Brought us cats.
That Futurama episode.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Full circle.
We can't do I Want to Believe without referencing Futurama.
Especially if you have Calvin on the show.
Which we do, thankfully, every episode. I wish Tanner could be here, but because I meant to point this out before, the reason Tanner couldn't be here tonight, and I know he wants to be because he loves talking about this, is because we did this show on such short notice. Mm-hmm. I cobbled together, you know, my research notes, and I really texted Calvin like 2 hours before, and I was like, hey, can you do a show tonight? And I didn't even ask Lindsay. I just said show tonight.
Yeah, he's like, hey, be here. Okay.
Now, the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program sounds scary, but it's not the first study on UFOs in American government history. Now, I personally knew half of these, and there's some that I just found out about. So I'm going to read this as I wrote it because I want to make sure I get it right. First off, the first, not the first UFO sighting, but one of the more popular ones that really made mainstream news was by Kenneth Arnold in 1947. He saw a cluster of UFOs and reported it. That was the same year, of course, that Roswell happened. Yeah. And due to the popularity of UFO sightings at the time and those two events, the United States Air Force started Project Sign in 1948 to investigate claims of unidentified aerial phenomena. Most were dismissed as Soviet aircraft, but enough intrigue was there that another study called Project Grudge was conducted less than a year later. It was followed in 1952 by, until now, the most well-known and in-depth official inquiry about UFO phenomena, Project Blue Book, which is one I knew.
Yeah. It's the most famous one.
Yeah, and when I was a kid, Project Blue Book was like the holy grail for me. Like, we didn't, okay, so I was raised in the late 1800s, and we didn't have internet back then. So my UFO knowledge came from two sources. The show Sightings, which if you're old enough and you remember the show Sightings, also heavy inspiration on me, because basically Dateline for the paranormal.
Yeah.
Treated it with respect. Sightings and then any books I might have picked up at the local library or at school. And I remember reading about Project Blue Book, but I could never actually
find
look at
more
it.
Information. Yeah.
Yeah. Because until the Freedom of Information Act, you couldn't find out anything about it. This was just crazy tales.
It was all just hearsay, yeah.
Yeah. And again, people with foil hats, they look at you like you're nuts.
Course.
From 1952 to 1969, Project Blue Book compiled reports of more than 12,000 sightings or events, each of which was ultimately classified as 1, identified with a known astronomical, atmospheric, or artificial phenomenon, or 2, unidentified. The latter category, approximately 6% of the total, which is around 700 cases from what I read, included cases which there was insufficient information to make an identification with a known phenomenon. And basically what the United States government said is, we cannot explain 700 cases of UFOs.
Which is...
That's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it's not a lot in how many cases got submitted.
Mm-hmm. Right, but if there's one case where the United States government can literally see something and go, we have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
If scientists can look at one thing and go, we don't know what that is. To me, that is reason to study this stuff, because what if is it a danger? What if it's a danger to United States security? Even if it's not aliens, if it's a foreign government that's testing technology that's bigger than ours.
To have 700, let's say that's a foreign entity, right?
Right.
Have 700 occasions of non seemingly hostile, like, and I mean hostile as in like they're not trying to spy on us or anything.
Yeah, they're not shooting at us now.
They're just there existing.
Right.
Why would you have 700 of those?
Project Blue Book was actually shut down, not because they no longer wanted to study it, but because it was deemed that the UFOs were not a security risk at the moment.
Yeah.
Literally. Now, I'm not even getting into the stuff that we've talked about before of aliens shooting up bases or abductions and stuff like that. I'm keeping this to the facts of what we absolutely know for sure. So everything you've heard me talk about tonight, from the new program that they've done with this to Project Blue Book, Project Sign, Project Grudge, all of this is official on-record documentation. This is not something someone made up. This is real stuff. The United States has been investigating UFOs and alien life since the 40s. Yep. And you would still sit there and tell me that there is not enough, that we shouldn't care about this. This is unimportant in our day-to-day life. Is it?
I care. We should care, because like you said before, even if you don't believe in aliens or the possibility of them, they're researching things that could very much affect us.
Yeah.
And it might not be aliens. It might be another country.
Yeah.
But it's still very possible that it can affect us.
I mean, it could even be a private entity.
Yeah.
But the point is, they're doing something.
Right.
And the fact that it's seen by so many, but still not explained. If it were a private entity, they're trying to keep it secret on purpose.
Right.
Which
There's
makes
a reason
it even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because otherwise they would just come out and say, no, that was ours.
Yeah. Look, every time ISIS kills 50 people, they claim it. They say, we did this. People that generally are trying to do something they want you to know about will say, we did it, because they want the recognition. If this is a private entity, they don't want recognition for what they're doing. And that should scare you.
Yeah.
Like, these things that I'm talking about, these are not crazy, like, oh, some rando saw this, you know, up in the sky and reported it. This is official, not just documentation. This is video. This is photographs. This is
investigated
testimonies.
Investigated.
Yeah. These are things that we can't explain. This is stuff that could be dangerous to us.
Mm-hmm.
This should be more important than people are really letting it on, because the moment you mention unidentified flying object, people automatically assume that it's bullshit.
Well,
it's not bullshit.
Their brains just kind of turn off and they stop listening.
Because they've been programmed that way.
Well, yeah. And that's as much like their fault as societies and all that. But the question I'm wondering is if we should come up with adaptive vernacular so that we're not using these trigger words that
like
just
UFO
immediately turn people off.
Right.
You know,
because you say UFO, the first thought is little green men, flying saucers. And, you know, the whole term flying saucer actually came from Kenneth Arnold's sighting, because it was misquoted as him saying it looked like a saucer shape. Like, it was never on purpose. It was an accident that it was called flying saucers. When the UFO crashed in Roswell, they called it flying saucer.
Yep.
And these things have negative, you know, connotations to them because of the way that we have treated this stuff. You've been to Roswell.
Yep.
You've seen what they've turned Roswell into.
It's a tourist trap.
It is. Yep. It's a tourist trap. It's like if you went to Jerusalem or, you know, a place that, you know, is
important.
And
they just sold, like, Jesus pinatas.
Yeah, like bloody Jesus and stuff like that. Like, nobody would take it seriously if they made a mockery out of it. And that's what happened. They've made a mockery out of these very real things that could be dangerous to us.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason I think that I'm so interested in this right now, I'm bringing all this up, is because something happened about 2 weeks ago that got not a lot of national press in this sense. Like, this is all over the place.
Yeah.
This thing was kind of portrayed as a, oh, it's nothing, don't worry about it, and everybody moved on. Until now. Now people are starting to look at it again and go, well, maybe we were wrong.
Uh-huh.
So what it was, on December 9th, I got a message from my friend Mimi, who is an old friend of Lindsay and I's, and she said, I don't know what the hell this is. What is this? She sends a video to me of lights in the sky that I can't explain. These random series of lights that I've never before in my life seen anything like this. This is the and I've seen UFOs before. I've seen, and I, when I say that, if you're out there going, of course you have, I'm not saying I saw an alien, goddammit. I'm saying I saw an object in the sky that I could not identify. It was an unidentified flying object. And I've seen them. I've seen lights in the sky that I can't explain. I've seen, you know, silver discs in the sky that have no lights that should not be there. If you lived in Southern Illinois and you grew up at the same time I did, you remember the light that hung over the area going towards Cape, like seeing off on the horizon, a light that wasn't there before that sat there for a week straight and then disappeared and never came back again. Bob knows what I'm talking about. Chad, he knows what I'm talking about. Anyone that grew up there knows what I'm talking about. It's legendary. So I've seen shit, man. I've seen shit that
I've seen some things, man, and some stuff.
I've never seen anything like this. So my first instinct was to look it up online and see, did anyone else see this? I thought maybe one or two people had, but no, lots of people had. December 9th, a string of close to 20 lights were seen traveling across the United States. This went from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast. And if you look it up, you can find pictures of it online. It's a string of lights that are just baffling.
Well, yeah, and aren't their time frames really close together, too?
What's that?
The time frames are close together, aren't
they? It's absolutely confirmed that the lights they saw there are the same lights that traveled across the United States and they saw in Nevada later that night.
Was it traveling that fast?
That's what I meant, like, time-wise. Like, was it a reasonable amount of time, or there's no way something we have?
I've heard different reports. I've heard one say that they were going fast. Another person said they were going slow. So I don't know. I can't give you an honest answer on that.
Didn't Mimi actually post?
She posted the video on her Facebook. Yeah. At which point I messaged her and I said, "You better be careful about what you say." And she's like, "Oh, people think are going to think I'm nuts." I'm like, "Well, there's that, and there's also that if this wasn't something the government wants people to know about, you may get a knock on the door from some guys in nice suits, which I would love to have. By the way, if you guys are listening, if the government's listening to me now, I would love to meet your men in black. It's been a dream of mine. Send them my way. I also look good in a suit. I want to point that out. So
I'm not sure if you're alien enough looking to.
Oh, I'm definitely not.
Could you do the weird walk that they do?
No. So some men in black came and visited me. One was really odd. He didn't really seem human. What about the other one? He was a big guy. Had long hair.
kind of chill. Just kind of
looked like
there.
A wrestler. I was honestly more thrown off by him because he didn't look like a wrestler. So no official news has ever come out about what this was, but don't worry, Colorado's local 9 News, they cracked the case in conjunction with their sister station WLTX, confirmed that, quote, Saturday's light show was courtesy of a group of 17 C-17 cargo jets. They took off from the joint base in Charleston around 7 p.m. Saturday. The large aircraft went cross-country to Nevada for a training exercise involving halo drop, which is high-altitude military parachuting. The exercise was done in coordination with multiple air military installations and groups, including the 82nd Airborne. They posted that without naming a source of who told them that. There was no... this is the official that told us this. This is the rank. This is whatever. They just said, we've confirmed it. Don't worry about it. And a couple things bug me about that. One, if you don't have a source to name about this,
you shouldn't be reporting it.
And two, even if this was a government cover-up, why the hell would it be Local 9 News in Colorado?
Yeah.
Did it go through Colorado?
Yeah. Yeah, it traveled across the United States.
Because it'd be even weirder if it was just a news organization that it didn't even affect reporting on it.
That they just decided to report on it. I do pay attention to MUFON and NUFORC, which is the...
Are you having a stroke?
No. That's the Mutual UFO Network and the National UFO Reporting Center. They were flooded with calls that night from people saying, I don't know what I'm seeing. Videos sent to them, pictures. They're going through it now and getting their best evidence. But they do not believe the story, which has no official source. But I remember I was listening to Coast AM, and they were talking about Peter Davenport, who I believe is the head of the National UFO Reporting Center, who's been on the show many times and talks about, you know, well, this person reported lights over this night. This was one of those cases where he just flat out said, this is what they're saying, and it's bullshit. Mm-hmm. This was not what they say it is. Because here's the reasons I have a problem with this. One, have they ever done this exercise before? They had to have, right?
Why would they go cross-country for that exercise?
Why would they go cross-country with this exercise? And if they've done it before, why is this the first time it's ever caused such an alarm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you telling me this is the first time you've ever done this exercise? That's impossible. That's impossible. That makes no sense. Not only that, but the lights were not... do not match up with what cargo lights do. They weren't blinking. There were solid red lights. There were solid red lights and there were white lights. There were no green lights.
There was strobing happening.
There were strobing lights. There were so many different things going on at once. This makes no sense to me.
Were the lights in any kind of formation?
It was just a straight.
Yeah.
It was a straight line. And if you look at the pictures.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure there's no military formation that says fly in a straight line.
Especially if you're cargo jets. This is not fighter jets. These are not small aircrafts. These are jumbo jets that are apparently flying around right next to each other, one after another, to do a halo jump in Nevada.
That actually just sounds dangerous, just having big jets that close to each other.
Yeah.
And not only that, like, the story just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, there's no precedent for this. Mm-hmm. If this was one of those things where if anyone could tell me, oh no, this is what it is, here's video of them doing it a couple years ago. Lindsay, you remember when you were coming home, you and Stephen Bright, and you saw that smoke ring, and you sent me the picture, and you were like, what the hell is this? And I went, I don't know, that's really strange, this could be something. And then we found out that it was a fireworks display. Here's the precedent
of
what this is.
It's a really lame firework. It would have been much cooler as, like, an alien thing.
Yeah, of course. But my point is that there's no precedent. You can't show me a video of this exact operation and go, this is what it was. You're just telling me what it was,
and you would think that people who, you know, work in the military and fly planes would come forward and say, because a lot of those are into UFO phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pilots have had experiences that make them believers. But the fact that no person that goes, yeah, from my experience, that's how those planes fly, somebody would have said to back up the story.
A lot of people would have come out and backed up the story. Because that's what happens whenever people see things like that, is they'll come out and say, here's what it is, here's the proof, here's what I've seen as this whatever. But no one did it on this. And I think part of that is because this was not registering on a lot of people's radars. Even though, oddly enough, these vehicles did not show up on radar. Because people checked with radar and saying, hey, there's something in the sky. What is it? And they told, there's nothing on radar. There's nothing up there. I'm clearly looking at it.
Yeah, cargo planes can't dodge radar that well.
But they want you to believe that it was a cargo jet. And because the stigma around UFO sightings is most people believe that. They'll go, well, the government's... They don't believe the government any other time. But you believe this.
Well, this wasn't the government. This was media. This was the news, right?
Fake news.
Sure. But I wonder if the news did it to, like, calm people down or just to have an answer for all the calls they were getting.
Yeah, because Local 9 was getting a bunch of calls about it, and they said, we'll look into it, and that was their explanation. Without a source, was just going, well, government said it was this. I don't even think they said government said it was this. They literally just said, we know what it is now. It's this. Who told you that?
I'm kind of curious as to if they did it just... out of bad reporting habit, they did it to have a story.
You think it was just a show?
Yeah.
It was them trying to... It was a cover-up.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't a cynical, like, we're trying to pull the mask over your eyes cover-up. It was a...
We're trying to calm
people.
We want to
save face, and yeah.
Yeah. Well, I asked Mimi. I said, hey, I'm going to do a show tonight on this. Tell me exactly what you saw. And she typed this up recently. Lindsay, don't be mad.
Okay.
The backstory to that. Lindsay gets the joke. Because she's doing something right now where she probably shouldn't be on her phone.
I mean, as long as it was before 4 o'clock, we're fine.
Sure it was. Uh-huh. Okay. So here's what Mimi sent me. And she was typing this up on the run, so I haven't actually read it. I don't know how good this is going to be. But this is her eyewitness testimony of what it is. She said her sister Dee Dee came out, and I'm just going to quote it. Dee Dee came and got me and said, you're never going to believe me. But she told me to come outside and look. When I did, she sped up. She said, I'm sorry, again, spell check. She said, look up at the sky. I heard what sounded like steam coming out of something, and I looked up, and it was a bunch of red lights in unison. A lot of pictures only show one stream of red lights, but there were like four rows of these red lights, just all really, really tightly together. There's no way these could have been any type of aircraft, and they were traveling so slow. Just the way that everything looked, like the shapes, they even changed just a little, but it wasn't normal. Every time I go outside and look at the sky, and on top of all this, my 11-year-old niece also saw it, and she didn't know what to think. Okay. Well, again, she typed that on her phone.
Yeah.
But you get the gist of it. Was basically, she saw something, she doesn't know what it is, and she wants answers, and I want answers.
Yeah, that's a fair request to...
We all want answers.
Look up at the sky and wonder why. That's a song, isn't it?
That is. You're getting way too deep on me here.
Halfway through saying it, I'm like, I'm going into a song right now.
So this is the biggest mass UFO sighting since the Phoenix Lights in 1997. And we've talked about the Phoenix Lights here on the show before. I was... 1997. I was 15 when it happened. So you weren't born. You were a year old.
I was one.
Good for you. You existed. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was 15 when it happened, and I remember it didn't get a lot of press coverage at the time. I had heard about it because I look into these things, again, sightings and stuff like that. But if you've ever seen the movie Signs, they very clearly played homage to it whenever they had the lights sitting over the city. That's basically what it was. It was a mass UFO sighting which occurred in Phoenix, Arizona and Sonora, Mexico on Thursday, March 13th, 1997. Lights of varying descriptions were reported by thousands of people between, this is military time, 1930 and 2230 in a space of about 300 miles from the Nevada line through Phoenix to the edge of Tucson. There were allegedly two distinct events involved in the incident, a triangular formation of lights seen to pass over the state and a series of stationary lights seen in the Phoenix area. United States Air Force later identified the second group of lights as flares dropped by 18 Warthog aircrafts that were on a training exercise at the Barry Goldwater Range in Southwest Arizona. I've heard the flare theory, and it doesn't make sense. People have reenacted it to try to get the lights to look like they did. Mm-hmm. Flares do not stay stationary in the sky. They fall.
Yeah.
These lights did not fall. Also, they remained stationary.
Flares are made to be seen from a distance. They are supposed to trail smoke,
right,
so that there's a pillar in the sky that you see and not just one dot.
Yeah.
Right. And that was not this.
Yeah.
I did not know this until I watched a UFO documentary a couple of, probably about a year ago. And it's kind of funny. So I looked it up to get the facts on it. But Arizona Governor Fife Symington III, think of that name, held a press conference shortly after the lights were seen, stating that they, quote, found who was responsible before bringing out one of his aides in an alien costume.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, I think I remember you telling me
he
about
made
this.
A huge mockery of it and basically said, this. You're all crazy. Now, the funny part about that is he later apologized for the ridicule and admitted he witnessed the UFO himself and became a proponent for the study of extraterrestrials. He said, quote, I'm a pilot and I know just about every machine that flies. It was bigger than anything I've ever seen. It remains a great mystery. Other people saw it, responsible people. I don't know why people would ridicule it. But the reason he did it was because he himself didn't want to look like a fool. Because, again, the stigma is that if you believe in this, you're a nut job.
Well, and I wonder if he got, like, pressured into doing it. Because most people that believe will just stay quiet.
Right.
They don't want to draw attention to themselves at all.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised because it was a, like, press conference.
It was a press conference,
So there was probably his manager of...
Well,
press
and there might have been precedent that he would have to report on this anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If he's the one.
If he's the governor and people
saw
this.
Yeah.
He also said it was enormous and inexplicable. Who knows where it came from? A lot of people saw it and I saw it too. It was dramatic and it couldn't have been flares because it was too symmetrical. It had a geometric outline, a constant shape. This is the former governor of Arizona saying this. Again, this is not the guy on the street corner who's telling you the end is nigh. These are reputable sources, and they still people don't give it the time of day. And that's just – it angers me so much. He also requested – and this is from Wikipedia, so
– yeah.
I also cross-referenced this to make sure this was true because, again, it's Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't trust everything you read. But according to Wikipedia, Symington also noted that he requested information from the commander of Luke Air Force Base, the general of the National Guard, and the head of the Arizona Department of Public Safety about the UFOs. None of the officials he contacted had an answer for what had happened and were also perplexed. Later, he responded to an Air Force explanation that the lights were flares, saying, as a pilot and a former Air Force officer, I can definitively say that this craft did not resemble any man-made object I had ever seen. It was certainly not high-altitude flares because flares don't fly in formation.
Oh.
In an episode of the television show UFO Hunters called the Arizona Lights, Symington said that he contacted the military asking what the lights were. The response was, quote, no comment. He pointed out that he was the governor of Arizona at the time, not an ordinary civilian. So the governor of Arizona said, what was that? And the official response was no comment. And you tell me that you think that this is on the up and up?
Well, and that...
That's all
part
my notes,
of me
by the
wonders
way.
If it's the government wanting to save face, because if they admit that they don't know, that well, it could incite panic, but it's also it doesn't feel good to say that you don't know something.
And you know, you're absolutely right. You would think, uh-huh. Oh, you don't, it's like Men in Black. When Will Smith says, you know, why the big cover up? Why the secret? People are smart. People can handle it. No. And Tommy Lee Jones says, a person is smart. People are panicky and all this. And you would think that's true. But look at now, when mm-hmm. the Pentagon flat out says, here's our research program. Here's video of a UFO that we cannot explain, that in this current climate of North Korea's trying to kill us, the rest of the world kind of laughs at us. Anybody could harm us. And if they have secret technology, you would think a riot would be in the streets right now. People would be going, what the hell's going on? But they don't care.
Yeah,
they're sitting on their Xboxes and watching TV. And this kind of stuff doesn't matter to them. And if you think it's just this, it's not. North Korea doesn't scare them. The fact that we have a tax bill going through that's going to screw over so much of America doesn't scare them.
They don't care.
They don't care. What happened to us that we have become so desensitized to these things that could hurt us that we just kind of go, eh, it's not that important. Of course it's important.
Well, it's complacency out of ignorance and ignorance out of not wanting to have the anxiety of dealing with the world. That's the definition of sheeple. That's all I got.
The only hope that we have is that UFOs do indeed come to Earth and invade, and then we can all band together as a planet. You've seen Independence Day. It's the same movie. We all come together, we fight the alien threat, and suddenly we're not all bad guys to each other. They're the bad guys. Although it's that classic scenario of, they don't look like me, so I'm going to shoot them.
Well,
we do that already with color and you know, race. But now what if we did
What's
it
over? What's the movie that's about the not movie it might be a series, but it's a Netflix thing with Will Smith and
Bright.
It's a mythical thing, not a UFO thing, but it's the same principle.
You don't look like me, so I'm gonna shoot you.
I would probably shoot an orc if he just showed up at my door.
I have been pre conditioned to think of orcs as evil.
That's true.
So I would also shoot an orc if he came up to my door.
Although I've been preconditioned to think of fairies as good things, a la Zelda, and the trailer for that thing has him just killing a fairy in his front lawn.
In bloody murder, and he's a cop.
Yeah.
So that show is going to be racially motivated against mythological creatures.
I guess.
I saw a joke online that said if aliens did land, and they said, take us to your leader, and they take him to Trump, and the aliens start laughing.
Oh, God.
And Lindsay
said, it'll be Mars Attacks.
It's Mars Attacks.
Ack, ack, ack.
And I don't think we have Jim Brown ready to punch a Martian in the face.
Hmm.
All right, so we don't have a lot of time left. We only have about 10 minutes. So I presented the facts, and we've kind of discussed these facts and how ridiculous it is that people still believe this. But, you know, what do you think this is? Is this the lights that were seen, you know, 2 weeks ago? This UFO video that, again, is on NewYorkTimes.com. You can also find it on Podzilla1985's Facebook. What is this stuff? Is it alien? Is it secret technology? Or one of my theories is that it's awful convenient timing that we have such a volatile situation when it comes to politics that are they trying to distract us? Because remember, whenever Clinton was going to be impeached, when he had the Monica Lewinsky scandal, suddenly we went to war with the Middle East I don't want to say 9/11 was an inside job because I don't believe that. Even I think that's a crazy theory, and I'm a crazy theorist. But they seem to create, you know, chaos whenever they need to distract us from something. So is this just a government distraction? Did they just go, well, what do we have left that we can really get people with? Tell them aliens exist. Why not?
I feel like it's a distraction.
Well, so do you think the video's faked?
I don't think it's faked, but I don't know. It's maybe it's a combo of those deals. It's like, okay, what can we throw out there to draw their attention away, but it's not necessarily fake.
And people still won't believe it, even if you...
Yeah.
Until the aliens... It's like Bob. I send Bob all this video evidence and these pictures, and I'm like, dude, check this out. Check this out. How do you explain this? How do you explain that? And he just says, when they land and talk to me, I'll believe it. And that's how a lot of people think. When aliens finally come to Earth...
Except there's a good chance they won't talk. They're just going to kill you.
Well, there's a good chance that if they land, we'll shoot first. And then they'll bomb us out of the sky.
So, let's... Systematically, right? Occam's razor, the one with the least assumptions is usually correct. What assumes the least out of all of the things that it could be?
What assumes the least? My opinion, that it's a foreign technology.
Okay.
That's another country.
And the most likely one would be either North Korea or Russia.
Yeah.
I don't think North Korea currently has the technology to do anything close to this. But that could be a ruse. They could have all sorts of technology under their continent.
And you got to believe, though, if it's Russia, why would they expose it? Because there's no denying that the United States and Russia have some kind of relationship going, and that Trump and Vladimir Putin have some kind of relationship going.
Yeah.
So would Trump risk, if he knows that this is a Russian aircraft, would they expose it?
Yeah, but it might not be – like, he might not even be consulted.
Putin?
No, Trump.
Okay, yeah. Putin would definitely be consulted.
Sure. Russia might just be doing things because they know that they have Trump and can get out of it. Trump is their get-out-of-jail-free card.
Right.
So they're, you know, spying on America, doing all these tests, seeing what they can get away with and what they can't. And this might be the first line of, okay, we can't get away with this.
Right. Because we got caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that terrifies me more than little green men.
Or maybe it is, you know, the United States government does know about it. Yeah. And what do you do when you want to hide something? You hide it in plain sight.
That too.
And you call it a UFO. You say, look at this unidentified flying object. And then everyone that thinks they're so damn smart and they know how the world works goes, oh, well, that's ridiculous. UFO? Who cares? And they don't pay attention. And now whoever it is that's doing this can get away with whatever they want because no one's going to believe you. You know?
Yeah.
Allie, what do you think? You've seen the video.
Yes, I have. And it's very interesting, especially whenever you see the reaction of people that are obviously around aircrafts, considering they're in one, and that's their job.
Yeah.
And they don't know what it is. They are shocked by how quickly it is, how many there are, and that it rotates. And so, I don't know. I don't really want to state whether it's... Part of me feels like it is more... Like we talked about before, there's less assumption in just saying that it's another country than saying it is aliens. But whatever it is, obviously is technology that at least those people haven't seen before.
Right.
And it's something that should be researched.
But maybe, you know, just because the pilots don't know what it is, doesn't mean that the government officials above them don't.
That's true, too.
That's why I was like, they didn't know
the
people watching it. So there could be people above them that do.
But here's another question. Why would you arrange for that to be... Why would the above officials go, hey, let's take these people who don't know what these special aircraft is and put them in sight of those special aircraft just to see what they think?
And well,
my maniacal plan is complete. What's the point?
And then release that video.
One of the things that I believe Elizondo said was the reason he wanted to continue studying this part was to educate pilots on what these things could be and what to do if you see them. Because even if it is a foreign government that's conducting secret technology and they're doing, because this has happened before. You remember the stealth bomber before it came out, people saw the stealth bomber and didn't know what it was, thought it was an alien spacecraft. And it, you know, because it had, you know, not a cloaking device, but it looked different and it had new technology that we didn't understand at the time. So if you're an American pilot and you see a ship out there that looks like this and this thing rotated in the air, it stopped and rotated, which makes no sense. So if you see something like that and you've got a trigger happy, you know, pilot who goes, oh my God, that's an alien, and he shoots at it. Well, what if it's not an alien? And if it's a Japanese aircraft or a Russian aircraft, you could start World War III based on a mistake.
Yep.
So he wants to do that. He wants to educate our pilots about what to do if you see an unidentified flying object, which again, I can't stress this enough, does not mean alien in origin. Now with that said,
that does not mean not alien in origin.
Let me get personal for a second. Since I was a kid and I saw the first unidentified flying object that I had seen when I was a youth, I have always wanted aliens to exist. I want there to be other life forms out there. I don't necessarily believe that they visited Earth because I do believe that is theoretically possible, but scientifically improbable that they have visited Earth, considering how far we have reached out into space and how little response we've gotten versus how far they must be and how long it would take to get here.
Because they know better than to talk to us.
That's also...
Well, I'm talking about physical visitation.
That's also assuming that there's not a way that we don't know of...
That's true.
...to travel.
Again, like Ali said earlier, you know, scientists should not stop researching and just go, well, we already figured it out.
Yeah, that's...
Well, there's no way this could exist. No, what you mean to say is you haven't figured out a way for this to exist yet. With that said, I really hope that this is the beginning of something special, because the one of the things that when I think about my own life and death and my mortality, one of the things that makes me the saddest is that these things that I always wanted to believe in when I was younger, I would never see. You know, maybe I'll never see another ghost. I think I've seen one before, but what if I never see another one? What if I die before we come into contact with alien life? I want that to happen in my lifetime. I want to contact something from another planet or galaxy or whatever, and I want to see how the Earth evolves now knowing that we are not alone in the galaxy. So that is a personal hope of mine, and I hope that this is the first step towards that. But the thing that I don't want to happen is I don't want people to see this and hear us talk about this and think about it for 2 seconds and then put it out of their mind completely and go back to their reality where this is nonsense. You know, you can't ignore things like this. This can't be nonsense forever. Otherwise, one, we might never get to that point where we do make contact with other beings from other places. Or two, if this is some kind of setup that some government is trying to, you know, overthrow us or invade us, then we can't ignore it. Like, you can't just go, oh, well, that doesn't make sense, therefore I choose not to understand it.
Yeah,
that can't be how life is.
Yeah.
Just that mentality irks me, because that's choosing ignorance.
Right.
That's, no human should actively choose ignorance on something that's empiric.
Yeah.
You can choose ignorance versus, like, you know, emotional things where it's, yeah, sure, it's probably better to not know why an orphan mom left them.
Right.
That might be something that's better left unknown, but that's not empiric. That's emotional.
Right.
There's a difference.
That's why I know I talked about religion earlier, and I was criticizing saying there's no scientific proof. There's not a lot of scientific proof for religion. There's not. There's faith. And I won't knock anyone's faith, because just because I don't understand it doesn't mean that it might not exist. I have a problem with people that just outright, just flat out say, this does not exist. Because what I want to say is, no, you don't understand it, so you choose to believe it doesn't exist. And to me, when people do that, when you choose not to believe in something because you can't comprehend that it could be possible, then that pigeonholes us into a place where we will never evolve, that we will never find out new things, we will never learn, we will never become greater than we are now.
Scientifically, you have to be able to test something to say whether it is or isn't. And we are not at a point where we can test if there is life somewhere else, because we don't have any way to be like, okay, so if I do this, if there is extraterrestrial life, this will happen. And if there isn't, this will happen. We can't test that, so you can't give an affirmative answer of yes or no.
But there is enough evidence to suggest that it's worth looking into.
Yes.
Yeah.
You might not believe right now, but I want to believe. And that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you guys for listening to I Want to Believe. We love you so much, and I cannot express how grateful I am that you listen to this. We're going to be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We got a lot to talk about, including Clash of Champions. And then we'll be back on Thursday with that All-Star Special Star Wars review. No holds barred. Lindsay's phone's buzzing because of Pokemon Go. We're going to get out of here. Lindsay, what Pokemon was it? Righteous. See you guys tomorrow.